We've come to the slots. Tell us more, Zoe.
You have come to the slots, and no, you're not at the seaside. You are still in the China Hall, and this is a work by Lawrence Epps. And for visitors who came along to the last festival, they may remember he's actually been in the previous two festivals, actually. Some little clay men that people could pick up and take home. And last festival, he created small bricks with people working inside them. And I'm sure quite a lot of your listeners have got them probably propped upon their mantelpieces and things like that still.
Yeah, mine's in the kitchen.
Okay, yeah, mine's on a table in my living room, so there you go. So we're now effectively what you're seeing is it's the penny slot machines that you see at the sort of seaside, and inside you can see a number of clay coins that say yes or no on or again, and there are also, I think there are a few still dotted around in there, there are a few special 24 karat gold coins that you could win if you happen to be lucky enough. So I think we ought to maybe have a go and see if you can win any more coins. I mean, effectively, you're gambling away your handmade clay coins. So do you want to keep them and take them home, or do you put them in the machine in the hope that you're going to win more?
Well, I think it's worth a gamble. The trick is looking around and seeing which one's most likely to go, isn't it? So John here has found the side that he thinks will work. So
it's more I've identified the 24 karat gold one that's hanging off the edge. So whether we'll get that one or not, I'm not sure. But shall we have a go? No, not that time, with the first coin. I think I've got another one here. Oh, that's gonna slide. No win for me, Chris. Yeah. I think you've got some. Yeah.
I think I'll go around to this side. So here we go. Put my coin in. Oh, I have a coin out. We have a winner.
Yeah.
Coin number two. Almost.
I think the trick is with this, like at the seaside, if you come at the end of the day when people have put all their coins in, or at the weekends when there's lots of people here, I've watched people really walk around, follow people, be quite strategic about where their coins are going. And apparently it's all down to the timing.